Child labor was a problem in Lebanon before the arrival of Syrian refugees. Now it's worse. As money for humanitarian aid begins to run out, some observers fear child labor could become even more widespread in Lebanon. Refugee families often depend on the money their children earn, so there are no easy answers. Non-governmental organizations are working to bring children into the Lebanese education system, and the United Nations has developed guidance that it hopes will help young people reclaim their childhood. Children are often paid just $3 or $4 for a day of work. Yasmin Deeb is a refugee from Syria.
Why should Mama work on her own? I'd get upset. I wanted to help my mother. Also, sometimes when she's ill, she also can't work.
The 12-year-old girl and her family are preparing garlic for restaurants because they need the money. Before that, they did very physical work, gathering potatoes from the ground. Kalima Deeb, Yasmin's mother, says that before the war in Syria, her family worked in farming. Back then, she remembers, she and her husband earned enough money to send their children to school.
You know, every child has their own dreams and ambitions. I didn't imagine they would come out of school and be subjected to such work and fatigue.
Thousands of Lebanese and Syrian children are working in agriculture and on the streets. Many people fear the problem will worsen. Syrian refugees are receiving less humanitarian aid now compared to 1 or 2 years ago. They are being forced to pay fees for living in Lebanon, and the government restricts what jobs they can take. Two UN agencies, the International Labor Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization, have launched campaigns to help tell about the danger of some jobs for children. Dr. Rana Albarati Tabana is a public health specialist.
Child labor affects all those facets in growth and development of children and has very serious detrimental effects on their quality of life, health, and well-being, both in the short term and in the long term.
A local non-governmental organization called Beyond Association is helping Yasmin and her three sisters. They are among 450 children in the area who are being educated in the morning before they go to work. The organization hopes the children will one day attend school and not be part of the workforce. Leila Asi works at Beyond Association.
We're trying to work with those children step by step to let them going out from work. And when they come here, their dream is to have education. Now their dream to be a lawyer, to be a doctor.
Because some children work to provide food for their families, ending child labor is not easy. The young people in the Beyond Association program are just a small percentage of those who are working. But as they return to their home, Yasmin and her sisters are given the chance to see a better future. I'm Katie Weaver.